You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast with host Fifi Peters.
Well, a hospital group, Life Healthcare, was the very first company to come out with its announcement on the JSE's news service at 7:05. And it did so because it was reporting its annual results for 2021, and there are good numbers. Life Healthcare has resumed paying dividends again after it didn't do so last year as a result of the effect that the pandemic had on its business, and it's also a reported higher profits. But my colleague, MoneyWeb managing editor Ray Kvanikak, spoke with the CEO of Life Healthcare, Peter Wharton Hood. And they went through the numbers, and let's take a listen in on that conversation.
The Life Healthcare Group is one of the three largest healthcare providers in the country. Its Southern African operations has around 66 facilities. It also has a presence in 10 European countries. And just to put the company into perspective, it has a market capitalization of around 34 billion rand. It is larger than Netcare, who has a market cap of 23 billion rand, but it is smaller than Mediclinic, the biggest player in the local market, who has a market cap of just north of 50 billion rand. During the financial year to the end of September, the group's revenues rose by 13% to 21.7 billion rand. The normalized earnings nearly doubled to 1.6 billion rand, and the board declared a final dividend of 25 cents a share. Peter Wharton Hood joins me now. He's the chief executive. Peter, thank you so much for joining me. It's been a very strong rebound from last year's performance, although last year was really a bit of a disaster for the medical and the healthcare industry. How do these results compare with your 2019 performance?
Yes, it is definitely a rebound from where we were last year, as you correctly pointed out. I guess what we're saying is 2019 was a normal year before the advent of COVID. Across certain of our dimensions, we are still behind that normal operating capacity. More specifically, in the elective surgery theatre minutes domain, we've managed to get back to where we were in 2020, but we're still behind where we were in 2019. Alliance Medical, on the other hand, our international operations are ahead of where we were in 2019. So a diversified organization, it depends which aspects of the business you want to really look at. But yes, still work to do to catch up to where we were in 2019.
Did you anticipate last year that this pandemic would, in financial terms, affect you and many of the other healthcare providers to this extent?
It would be unfair for me to comment. I only stepped into the seat 1 September, so I was only really here for 1 month of the 2020 reporting year. When we look at the lessons learned as a corporation during the course of COVID wave 1, there were certainly substantial lessons that the corporation incorporated into how it then, on a more agile basis, responded to COVID. Just to refresh the memories, in COVID wave 1, the minute COVID hit one of the hospitals, all the theatre complexes across the whole country were shut. In COVID wave 2, there was a much more precise response where the actual COVID instances on a per hospital basis were evaluated, and therefore there wasn't this just massive once-off shutdown across the entire network. So as we got smarter, so our response became more in tune with the way the individual hospitals had been affected. And in so doing, revenue didn't switch off as quickly.
And currently, we seem to be in a bit of a lull. The pandemic seems to be under control. There are concerns that we may see a fourth wave. How do you see it going forward, especially over this holiday season?
From a financial perspective, the team at Life Healthcare has actually planned for a COVID wave in the latter half of December. That's not too far away. And then another one arising in the back end of the second quarter of next year. When one talks about a lull, if you look at the reported number of cases, the number of cases in the country doubled in the last 3 days. So they're still small numbers, just short of 600. But 3 or 4 days ago, the number of new cases was 300. So yes, a little bit of a lull, but we have planned for another wave and we remain concerned.
Have you seen a significant difference in the way people react to the virus and the number of people admitted to your facilities since our vaccination program actually gained some momentum?
Absolutely dramatic. The heartbreaking occurrences in our organization, we lost 48 of our staff and 7 of our doctors before the vaccination program took place. Subsequent to the vaccination, tragically lost 3 of our staff members, but all 3 of those were unvaccinated. So we have clinical evidence and heartfelt experience as a corporation showing that vaccination significantly reduced the risk from COVID-19 in our facilities. And based on that clinical evidence, as you saw in our updated report today, we have instituted a mandatory vaccination policy in head office from 1 December, based on our experience and the clinical evidence that's been led.
Why did you make it mandatory? Has there been some resistance towards vaccination from staff?
Having lost the lives of 48 of our staff and as a responsible employer, we want to and are obliged to provide a safe working environment. We do know, and it has been clinically proven, that vaccinated people are protected, they are safer, and in so doing, in providing a safe workplace, we have made it mandatory. Within the head office complement of about 700 employees, we have an 87% vaccination rate as of today, with approximately 50 of our staff objecting to the vaccine. We have undertaken an extensive consultation process over many weeks, one-on-one engagements with all our staff, provision of factual information, clinicians on hand to explain the process, and we are hearing the objections.
Just lastly, one of the greatest human rights tragedies in South Africa's democratic history was the Life Esidimeni tragedy, where 144 people died when they were removed from your facilities and placed at cheaper facilities. And this happened 5 years ago, but it still carries your name. How do you feel about this? And has there been any reaction from your side over the past 5 years to try and actually get to the bottom of what happened?
We have absolutely welcomed the inquiry. We have supported it from the outset and provided all information as and when requested. We need this inquiry to reach the level of accountability that is required and to get to closure for the bereaved families. This is indeed tragic, and we want accountability established in a clear and transparent way and have supported it from the outset.
Peter, thank you so much for your time. That was Peter Wharton Hood. He's the Chief Executive of Life Healthcare.
Need a triple BEE booster before financial year end? Well, the Youth Employment Service, YES, works with your business to give youth that vital first work experience in return for up to 2 levels on your triple BEE scorecard. YES has created nearly 67,000 jobs and 650 BEE level ups in under 3 years. Invest in South Africa's youth and watch our country and your company thrive. Visit yesforyouth.co.za to register your business and change youth lives.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.